Okay, so you guys head through the door following Capgris, and you realize that this room just seems like a closet. There's not really anything that happened that's like in this room to lead you down anywhere.
I love the demon closet.
And you're kind of you're standing there for, you know, a second or two, and then Capgris takes a deep breath. He shuts the door, pulls the door close. And you suddenly feel the sensation like you are falling. Like the nothing in the room perceives to be different, but you feel this sensation of falling.
Like this goes slowly on, or like falling.
Like you feel like the drop in your stomach. Mm. Like that feeling of like you are now falling, but nothing in the room seems to be changing. So there's no reason to feel that way other than G forces or whatever that are acting
that elevator.
Is Capgris still holding his breath?
Capgris, yeah, he's still holding his breath.
I will start holding my breath.
Capgris?
Yeah.
What's happening?
We're falling.
Is it gonna hurt when we land?
It'll be all right.
I'm holding my breath too now.
I just hate the sensation of falling.
Why are you holding your breath?
And then all of a sudden, the whole thing comes to a stop. It's not violent in any way, shape, or form. And Capgris lets out a huge sigh and then breathes very deeply a few times and says, I hate that feeling so much.
So you got me worried there because I thought we were going to fall into water or something and you're going to prove me wrong about the boat. Can't scare me like that, man.
All right. Secret time, guys.
Secret time.
What is that? Sure.
Yeah, sure.
What? Means, but yeah.
Okay. This isn't a dwarven mine.
Is it hell?
It's not exactly hell. It's sort of like hell adjacent is okay, how I would
describe it. All right.
It's on. Yeah. It's an underworld of sorts. Basically, we're not on the disc anymore, or rather we are on the disc but not the disc as we know it.
Cool.
Yeah, so just a heads up,
we have a way back up, right?
Yeah, I mean this will take us back up at least. Okay. It should.
Just making sure you thought that part through.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't bring you guys to hell without an exit strategy. That's fair. just thought you guys should know that. And Capgris,
thanks for the update.
Sorry, what?
I said thanks for the update.
And Capgris opens the door. What you see? Hold on. So what you see is a large cavern in front of you. You were expecting a mine, and so in some sense, you weren't completely unprepared for what you see. But knowing that you're not in a dwarven mine, if you examine the walls closely, you realize that these caverns weren't dug with tools. They are either naturally occurring, or whatever made them didn't use tools. It's a question for the ages. It's the typical sounds of a cave. There's water dripping from stalactites. You hear what sounds almost like a river running through this cavern, just an echo of water somewhere.
Gosh dang it, the boats.
There are characters or creatures scurrying around, and you hear them chittering as they go. The cavern, the first room that you're in, is pretty tall. It's probably about 30 feet at its height, but pretty much the whole area that you see, the tunnel, like this cavern leads to a tunnel directly in front of you, is probably anywhere from 10 to 30 feet, depending on where you're standing in that tunnel. The walls on either side are really jagged and uneven, but they make really interesting handholds if you were interested in climbing the walls. There's some rock piles to your right and to your left in this massive cavern that you step into. It's probably, let's say, like 30 to 40 feet wide, and it's pretty circular. And as you step through, the door closes behind you. And the DM asks you to roll a perception check.
Oh, man. I'm rolling like butt today.
What are we rolling?
Perception.
Got a 4+4.
That's not enough.
You're in a cavern. By accident, which would explain why I got more than a 20. I got a 13.
Okay. Ash?
17.
Ooh. 17. Okay. So you guys step out and you sort of start looking around, and then you see in front of you, you hear in front of you this sort of hissing sound, this and suddenly emerging from the tunnel in front of you are these two rat-like looking demons.
Oh my god, it's just like Star Wars.
They have needles for their face, and they're crawling on both on all four of their feet, and then one of them stands up, and you see that it has this makeshift armor on its chest.
Setting.
Both of them pull a staff from their back, and they point to the three of you as if they're saying, come with me or there will be trouble. Ash, as you're seeing these two things come before you, you all of a sudden look up, because you hear this rustling sound from above you, and these same creatures, these same rat-like creatures, seem to be walking on the ceiling above you. And then you realize that they're actually lowering themselves down, and these on the ceiling have 8 legs. They have a larger thorax of sorts, and the head has 8 eyes on it. And instead of these needle-like teeth jagging out, it has these 2 large fangs, and you see 4 of those descending from the ceiling.
I hate spiders.
Spider things.
I want to point that out of character, that you've created a nightmare scenario for me right now.
I just kind of point up spider things up there.
Hey guys, there's some spiders.
Spider things up there, guys.
You are the most excitable character in this campaign, and that is the least excited I've ever heard him talk about anything.
Spider things. Ella looks up and is like, oh, no, no, I'm, no, I hate it.
No bailing.
No bailing.
I really want to bail.
No bailing. Let's roll initiative.
Oh, my God.
This is horrible.
This is the difficulty spike.
This is, I got a 12 this time, so a little better.
I have +6 according to my character sheet to initiative. It says Dex modifier plus modifier initiative.
It says what right? Modifier? It's supposed to be dexterity.
Just Dex, and is there an initiative like modifier in addition to that?
Sometimes there is. I don't remember if you would have one.
I don't either. I'll just add 3. Okay, I got a 22.
Okay.
18.
And Dash, what was yours?
12.
Okay, the 2 rats in front of you and the 4 spider rats, they're going to operate as 2 separate units. There'll be spider rats and there'll be normal rats. So the normal rats will get a turn. Spider rats will get a turn. I won't have 6 turns for all of them because that's going to be a nightmare on my end. Just to give you a heads up of how that's going to look. And... yeah, so Ella, you are going to go first just to lay the scene in front of you again. You are in a large tavern, roughly, probably, let's say it's 30 feet to the top of this cavern. The spider rats are probably about 20 feet above you, and they're kind of evenly spaced in like, you know, 4 quadrants of this circular cavern. And then immediately in front of you, but it's when I say 20 feet across. 40? 20.
20.
I think I said 20. 20 feet across is where the two normal rats are. So in order to get to those two normal rats, you'd have to run underneath the spider rats, which, I don't know, may or may not have an effect. What do I know?
just everything. It's fine.
And the only way, the only thing behind you is a door that leads to that elevator.
Cool.
What do you do, Ella?
That's a great question. So these are demons, yeah?
Yeah, it's a good assumption that they're demons, or they're at least, like, whatever they are, they were created by Asthos. Like, they are monstrous creations of Asthos at the basic level.
So the spiders are within, like, reach. They're not, like, too high for me to get.
They would be too high for you. They're probably about 20 feet above you.
Okay.
They will eventually move into reach, but as it stands right now, they are descending from the ceiling, essentially.
Okay, you know what I would like to do? What would
you like to do?
I think that Ella's going to reflexively throw her knife at the spiders in front of her that are in the ceiling.
They're above her, yeah.
As a reaction, and also to test if this knife is going to do damage to these things.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I am going to roll a ranged attack, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, do you have proficiency in knife throwing?
I have proficiency with, like, daggers. But if throwing them is something different, then...
You know what? If I had a dagger, I would throw it. So I feel like it should include that.
Okay. What do I add to this? Is it just... Is it dex?
It's your proficiency plus your dex.
Okay. That's a 13.
Okay. Which one are you... So...
just whichever one would be closest.
Yeah, so there's going to be, basically, there. If you looked up, there are two that are going to be closer to you, and then there's two that are further away. They sort of, if you connected a line between them all, they'd form a square above you.
Yeah.
So either the one to the left or to the right of you guys in the front row.
How about the one to the right?
Sounds good to me. Right. And you roll the 13?
Yeah.
All right. You hit it, and it lets out this... horrible, like,
oh no thanks,
Jesus Christ,
as it squirms and writhes above you. Give me a damage roll.
All right, cool. The knife hits. 4 damage.
Yeah, and it writhes above you overhead, making that awful noise that I will try to avoid making very often because it's an awful noise.
How do I get my knife back?
That's a good question. Looks like you're going to have to kill these spider rats.
Okay, so it's just stuck in the spider rat?
Yeah, it's stuck in there. It wasn't...
Okay. Ella then draws her baton.
As your bonus action?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Ash, hit me with it.
I'll pull out my bow and shoot at those spiders.
You know what? It's a good move right there.
I want my knife back.
I'll shoot at the same one.
Don't hit the knife.
I'll shoot at the same one.
Attack.
That's a natural 20.
Come on.
You hit this thing so good. What does that mean? Does that mean you do maximum damage?
You roll your attack damage twice.
It depends. You do it twice. It's kind of a homebrew thing, like whatever we've decided. Which one did we decide?
Let's do twice. I like twice.
Okay.
Roll twice.
That's like standard thing, but yeah, it is.
I don't see how you do twice as much damage potentially, but hey, what do I know?
Because I hit it in a weak spot. That's how. It's like hitting it in the head.
Hitting it in the head.
Okay, that's 17 points of damage.
Ooh,
sick.
Jeez, man.
This thing does not look good, and you see it start slowly descending down in front of you faster than the other ones.
Wait, it's still alive?
Yeah, it seems to be holding on, but just barely. Perfect. The two rats on the opposite side of you, one of them looks to the other one, makes a motion, and the first one that or the one that it made the motion at comes closer, and that first one that made a motion rips one of its teeth out. What? And then the first one, the one that moved closer, ripped one of the teeth of the other one out. They each ripped a tooth out of the other one. They line up. How are we standing? Just give me a little, like, because I mean, I assume Cap Chris is in front because he would have stepped out first. But where are we standing roughly?
I'm probably pretty close to him because I still haven't moved yet in this encounter. So I'm just wherever I was whenever I stepped out.
Okay. Let's put you to the right.
Yeah.
Ella, I think it makes sense to put you on the left side since you were aiming at that one anyway. And then Ash, you want to be on like the outermost side of that. Is that okay on the left?
Yeah, sure.
You're furthest away from the you hit the spider rat close to you, basically. Okay. So they take aim one at Capgris and one at Dash.
Seems about right.
And the first one that they're throwing at Dash, they throw that tooth and they roll a 15.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it.
They do 3 damage.
Oh, okay, that's manageable. 3's good.
They hit you with a tooth. Not that much. The second one throws the tooth at Capgris, and it falls short, actually, so it's sitting right in front of him. Dash, suddenly after... Do you leave the tooth in? Like, it sticks in you. Do you pull it out immediately, or do you leave it in?
I'm going to say out of instinct, I probably pull it out.
Okay. You grab it, you pull it out, and you suddenly feel a... It feels almost like a burning sensation in your let's call it like your left arm.
Not burning.
You feel a burning sensation in your left arm as you pull that out. Above you, the spider rats are descending slower, so they're very nearly to the cavern floor, but they're hovering just above it. Except for the one that you guys have been attacking, that one can't seem to maintain itself above the cavern floor and lands on the cavern floor and makes a run towards Ella. So it skitters towards you and it goes to grab you, but only rolls a 4 or 5. Only does a 5. So you manage to basically kind of push it away as it gets close to you. But this thing is like right up in your face. Dash, what do you do?
All right. Just because I want to. So information wise, how far away are the spiders, rats, and the big rats from each other?
So the spider rats are.
Let me ask it this way. Would they all be within the same 20-foot radius sphere of each other?
You're all kind of in within the same 20-foot radius sphere because the cavern is 20 feet across. So, they are, but so are you.
So they are also in the... So the whole thing's only 20 feet?
Whole cavern's only 20 feet.
Man, you designed that really well.
Huh.
Dang.
It's almost Dang like it. He knew someone had a
it's
nuke.
It's almost like I knew.
I was only going to use one of them. I rolled the D6 and everything, so I knew how many I had. I have 7. Going to use one of those.
No, but the thing. If you throw it far enough away, like, you'll be outside of that 20. You know, it's only if you throw it in the dead center of the...
Oh, heck no. Cavern. Yeah, no, I'm not going to throw a nuke at as close to myself.
So, yeah. So I mean...
If I were to aim at, like, the anthropomorphic rats at the far end, it would hit the spiders and the rats.
Yeah, you would probably hit them all. You can aim it, so you're basically just throwing it between the two spider rats on the backside, and that's gonna hit everybody.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go ahead and chuck one of my 7 orbs at that area then.
Sounds good to me.
So each creature in that 20-foot radius sphere centered on a point must make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Well, we're gonna make 2 dexterity saving throws because I don't feel like making 6 of them. So first one. What do I have to beat?
That's a really good question because I don't actually have spells.
That's a really good question.
Isn't it for, well, shoot. For fighters, fighting style, there might be something here. No, I can look it up. Spider spell save. It's a spell save DC, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Apply your constitution modifier or dexterity or will.
It'd be 8 plus your proficiency plus your intelligence modifier.
For fighter, that's what it is?
Yeah.
8 plus proficiency plus intelligence. Okay, so our proficiency is 2, so 10 plus intelligence is 1, so you'd have to beat a 11.
Tie goes to the
attacker.
In this case, though, if I'm making a saving throw, because technically I'm the runner if I'm making the saving throw.
Hang on, I have a page bookmarked exactly for that for the campaign I run, because we ask that question so frequently. Reddit, ties.
The tie goes to the runner, which means the attacker. It's the person doing the action, not the person resisting it.
The one making the save for a saving throw.
Wait, what?
It says attack rolls is the attacker, saving throws is the one making a save, ability checks the one rolling a check, ability contest stays a tie.
So it's basically the person who's making the roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
that's fair.
Yeah. So in this case, everyone manages to do the saving throw, but they still take half damage, right?
I can figure it out.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. That's still going to be a lot of fire damage.
I was just going to say, how much damage is that?
Now, remember, the amount that I put down initially was a mistake.
They said they're fine with it, though.
I'm okay with it.
See? Right. Okay. So would I roll all 8d6 and then divide it by 2, or just roll 4d6 for half?
Roll
all of it.
Yeah, roll all of it.
All we'll just divide it by 2.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. That's 8d6 regularly.
Are you typing 32, this in?
32 divided by 2, so 16 fire damage to all of them.
I like the idea of him having this just super profound thing.
Well, I mean, it is fire also, which is the most ironic possible.
Right. Yeah. How does Ella react to this? While I'm doing some basic, you know, where everyone's stacking up, how's Ella reacting?
Well, how's
to this
happen? First, tell me how this happens.
Yeah. Walk us through.
All right. Let me look up the description of the item again. Just to give really...
you pick off because each bead does one of these fireballs. So you must remove a bead.
So I imagine Dash hasn't really. God, how am I doing it even? I imagine it's, Dash wait, hasn't hold really. On, like,
it's 16, right? That's the number.
Yeah, 16 fire damage.
I want to make sure I had that right.
I don't think Dash has really told anyone about this necklace, just because he didn't really want to ruin the surprise. So I think just like really subtly, while Ella's trying to get her dagger, and like Ash is doing whatever Ash does during combat. I think he just doesn't tell anyone and just plucks one of these off and casually just like underhand lobs it over there in the room, and this large fiery explosion happens, and he just doesn't even say a word about it.
As the fire dissipates, you see the first spider that you guys have been attacking is curled up. Its legs have been curled up inside of itself. And then the two rats on the far side they're dead. They've fallen over. They're dead. They're burnt to a crisp. But three of the spider rats still live.
What was that?
Oh, hey, I found this cool necklace that lets me literally blow stuff up now.
You did this?
Is this on your... Did you get this on your side quest? Your little mini adventure without me?
Maybe.
All I got was this knife.
I mean, I still got 6 more of them. I was going to save them for Astos, but honestly, I hate spiders. So, like, this seemed like a good time to use one.
I guess we're in a non-flammable zone, so it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're not in the woods, so I'm okay with fire, I guess, right now, because it's all... I mean, we're in the underworld, so I'm coming to terms with the fact that I'm probably going to see some.
There is a lot of fire in the underworld, I will say that. I didn't want to bring it up before.
Nah, see, like, at this point, I might as well embrace it and just start causing more. If I'm going out, I'm going out in style.
Makes sense to me. Capgris steps forward and tries to grab the spider immediately to your guys' right and throw him, but doesn't at all, actually fails miserably with his natural one that he rolled.
Oof.
And the spider rat is going to actually just take an action against him in that moment because he failed so poorly, and wrap him up. He just, like, the spider rat just starts to hug it Capgras's face.
Oh god.
And he's grabbed.
Like the alien
face sucker or whatever those things are called. The face grabs or whatever.
He just wants to hug your face to death. I don't see what the problem is, guys. So mean.
One of those things from Half-Life.
Everybody's so mean. Hey Ella, what are you gonna do?
So there's three spiders left?
Three spiders. The one that you, so yeah, the one closer to you is to your right, and then there are two spiders behind them, all hovering pretty much at, I mean, like, you could reach them.
Which one is hugging Capgras's face?
The one immediately to your right.
Okay. Am I able to, like, grab my knife and then still do an action?
I would say if you do a dexterity check for me, we can, if you roll well enough, I'll let you grab your knife on your way to it because it's kind of on the way.
Yeah, she's going to run and grab the knife out of the spider and then try and go help Capgras. So here's my dex roll. That's an 18.
Yeah. So you run past the dead spider and grab your knife on the way.
Man, it looks super cool.
Yeah, it looks awesome. Totally does. And then what do you do to the spider hugging Capgras's face?
I think she's just going to try and stab it with the knife. But, like, you know, like, top down so that it doesn't go through the spider and stab Capgras's face.
Yeah.
Okay. And honestly, would her knife even hurt Capgras? It's just a normal knife.
I don't know. You guys have a different relationship with Capgras than, like, normal people do.
Okay.
But also, like, your knife normally wouldn't hurt a demon, and it seems to have. So the question is, are these demons, or are they monstrous, or is just the underworld, everything works differently? I don't know.
I don't know either.
haven't really tested stuff yet.
We haven't tested it yet. We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, she stabs, like, vertically on it. 15?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay, I'll roll my damage. 4 damage.
Okay. Not enough to kill it, but you definitely hurt it. It definitely loosened its grasp. When Capgras goes to make his move to get away from it, it will be easier. Dash.
I'm going to use my cunning action too.
Yep, do it.
Would I have to disengage, or is it suckered onto its face such that I won't have to disengage?
It's pretty well occupied with Capgras. I can't imagine it's going to come after you. I mean, it didn't even break apart from Capgras when you stabbed it.
Okay. If I wouldn't have to disengage to avoid an opportunity attack, then I'm going to hide.
Behind what?
I don't know. Is there, like, a rock or something? She's pretty small.
You did say there are rocks to the left and right, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, there are piles of rocks to the left and to the right. So, I mean, you could run past it and hide. You could also hide behind the dead spider rat.
No thanks. Yeah, she goes and runs and hides behind some rocks.
Okay. Dash.
What would you like to do? I'm definitely not going to nuke Capgras, so.
You skipped me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have it written poorly with my handwriting on my page. I'm sorry.
And also, our names are almost identical.
Yeah, I argue that I said the right name and you just misunderstood.
The playback will prove that wrong.
I'm going to attack one of the spiders on the far side with my bow.
All right. String it up. Let it rip.
That is a 25.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
And that is 7 points of damage.
Hey, do you want to hit the spider to the left or to the right?
To the right.
Okay. You string up your bow and you let it fly and it hits true into that spider's body, and you hear it let out this.
I'm so glad you didn't make the original noise again.
Well, this is a different noise because it's dying. It's different. And it falls to the ground dead, curled up like a gross spider rat.
Can it actually, like, tear it off of the web that it's hanging from and just, like, pin it to the wall on the other side?
No, it's far too big for that.
Okay. I didn't know how big they were. I didn't know if they were, like, smaller enough to do that.
I didn't give you the I guess I can give you that stat. They're pretty big. They're about Capgras's size. Like Capgras is wrapped up by it. Like,
okay.
So yeah. So they're probably about 4 feet long, I guess, is about what we're saying.
All right.
Give or take. Yeah. Let's see. The rats are dead. Spiders are going to make a move. Let's see. The spider to the left on the back row saw Ella run to where she was hiding and is going to go after her. Why is my base walking? Slow. Everything climb like mothers. And it gets basically right to it's right on the other side of the rock that you're hiding on, and it's just lying in wait for you to move. And then the spider that's holding Capgras is going to try to basically squeeze him to death. And you hear Capgras let out this as the spider's grip gets tighter and tighter and does some damage to him.
I thought we got rid of that one.
Mm-mm, that one's still alive. It's barely alive, but it's alive. Mm. Dash.
All right. Let's see here.
So spider pretty much directly in front of you is holding Capgras, and then spider to your right is lying in wait for Ella.
This is probably past at this point, but I was using like the action hide. I should have rolled for something, but
give me a roll.
It's a dex stealth check.
Yeah. Give me and that because okay. I always forget that that's like that's an actual action, not just like you're hiding.
13 plus 7 is 20.
It'll be, I mean, there's no way.
The only things I'm good at is hiding and sneaking for the record. Okay.
The spider rat's not going to go for you then, because it obviously did not see you do that. So it's going to make a move for Dash, but it won't be able to reach him. So okay,
cool.
He's going to be right in front of Dash. I forgot that requires a roll.
Dash.
The one with the bow. Perfect. Dash, what would you like to do? So reassess. The spider directly in front of you is holding Capgras and trying to squeeze him to death. There's a spider immediately in front of Ash to your left that doesn't look happy. None of them look happy. That's not a good descriptor.
I'm going to hit the one that's holding Capgras with my sword.
Okay.
Because I'm a fighter and I hit things usually.
Let me write down happy rat ? Real quick. you dash forward to hit that spider with your sword. Give me a hit. What's that hit look like?
That's going to be, if I can pull up the dice roller without clicking a D100 this time. That's going to be a big old six.
That's not enough. Your sword bounces off the hard, gross exoskeleton.
The titan.
All right. Well, did he let go of Capgras at least?
No, he didn't even notice.
Great. Well, I tried.
These face huggers really like it when they get involved in hugging faces. Capgras is going to try to worm away and... He does. He manages to barely escape, get his way out. But he is on the ground and prone, and that kind of stinks. He's not going to be able to do anything else, is he? Can't really attack. He's on the ground. Yeah, that's something you can do. Ella.
Okay. There's where the two spider rats now?
So you hid to the right of the cavern, which means basically directly to your left is the spider that's... isn't holding Capgras anymore, but Capgras is kind of prone underneath him.
Yeah.
And then kind of on the other side of the cavern in front of Ash, where you guys were originally lined up, there is another spider, but it's okay. Pretty far away from you. So.
Okay. I'm going to sneak attack the one by Capgras.
I love it. Give me a sneak attack.
I will do that. So, okay. I just want to clarify. And on my sheet here, I haven't added anything to this. This is just what it punched in when I added the knife. I have a +7 to hit. I think it's...
Is that including your...
I think it's my dex. My dex, no. I don't think sneak attack gives a plus anything to hit.
Yeah.
But I think the plus 7 is my dex, which is plus 3, plus my proficiency, which is plus 2. But then I have the rogue skill, the expertise skill that gives me double on 2 of my skill proficiencies. And so that's why it's plus 7.
Okay.
I just wanted to make, does that sound correct?
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure because it seemed like a huge number, but
it is, I mean, that's just the way rogues are though.
Okay. 11 plus 7 is 18.
That is 18.
So
you hit.
Sneak attack is a D4 and a D6. And that is a whopping total of 3.
Spider isn't looking good, but he's still hanging on.
I'll cunning action and disengage and run over by Asher.
Okay. Ash, it's your turn. With a giant spider right in front of you. Giant rat spider. Spider rat.
Is it like directly in front of me?
Pretty much, yeah. It's
okay.
It's within melee attack distance.
Guys,
okay.
Spider Rat would be a great name of like an 80s hair metal band.
Yeah,
just throwing
for sure.
That out there.
Then I am going to pull out that little club and smack him on the head.
Do it. Give me an attack. Give me an attack. Give me a melee attack.
That is a 15.
That'll do it. Give me a 1d10 damage.
D10.
Plus strength, right? Isn't that what I said? No, 1d8 plus strength? What did I say?
I have written down 1d8 plus strength.
That's what I meant then.
Okay. That is 8 points of damage.
All right. You smack that spider rat with a club and it lets out a and it curls up in front of you, dead. The lone spider rat is going to try to make a grab at Capgras once again because he loves that face hugging, and he doesn't get him. Capgras. Oh no, he's prone, so I'm going to get a second roll of that. Hey, you know how that would work?
I believe so. I think prone means that you would get disadvantage on any sort of dexterity saving throw. Something like that.
But if I'm grabbing, you're right. It's disadvantage. I don't get advantage because I'm trying to grab him.
I was going to say, I mean, I think, yeah, I think if he was rolling to avoid being grabbed, right. I think it would affect it.
Yeah. Okay. So he does get grabbed then because he is rolling at a disadvantage. So he does get grabbed. He gets squeezed real good. Not enough to hurt him this time because that rat is really hurt, apparently. Dash.
Yeah. Here's what it officially says. It says the creature has disadvantage on attack rolls, and an attack roll against the creature has advantage if the attacker is within 5 feet of the creature. So, yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
So he's picked back up again. I'm going to just swing at that spider again.
Do it.
We'll see if I can roll higher this time.
I believe in you.
You mistrust. I rolled lower. You misplaced your faith. That was a 5.
All right, you. Your sword glances off the spider rat for the second time.
Damn it!
And Capgras yells, "Why is your sword so dull?"
That's a good question.
Capgras, when he was grabbed this time, managed to put his hands inside. Like on the inside, so he's being held with his arms tight to his chest. And he realizes that the underside of these spider rats is actually pretty soft. And Capgras is going to try to push through.
Oh my God.
And he does manage to beat their armor class. So Capgras punches a hole or pushes a hole through the spider. And the spider immediately releases him as all this gross spider fluid is unleashed like a torrent onto Capgras, and the spider, instead of curling up, winds up lying flat on the ground on top of Capgras, dead. And that is how Catfish
kills Spider. Is that the last one?
That's the last one.
Oh my god.
Capgras stands up and he's covered in all that spider hydraulic juice. And
if I throw a fireball at him, do you think it'll burn that off of him? Because I hate this. I hate all of this.
I don't know what it'll do. It could do anything. It's
That was Dasher yelling that in character.
Oh, I would avoid throwing fireballs at me. Give me 1 second. And he disappears and then he reappears. And when he disappeared, all that spider hydraulic juice fell to the ground. And then he reappears and he's like, all clean.
That's better.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting, but at least it's not walking with us anymore.
And he kind of looks around and he takes stock of everything. He's like, well, that's room one.
Hey, guys, that was our first real battle. We did it.
Awesome.
And that went pretty well.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Capgras? You got face sucked.
A little squeezed, but, all said and done. Can't complain.
Let's just hope there's only 6 more rooms left, because I could just throw a nuke in all of those, and then I think this shouldn't be horrible.
Yeah, I mean, this seems like a great plan to me. I can't imagine that throwing, nuclear bombs in all the rooms would attract many more guards than normal. That doesn't seem like a thing that would happen to me.
Well, let's lure as many of them as we can into one room, blow all of them up, and there's no more to lure.
That's a plan. I like that plan.
Capgras,
so
what,
full speed sprint through the rest of this?
Yeah, let's speed run.
The world record for any
cut them all.
I read on the Craigslist posted to the tree that the any percent world record is 6 minutes for this dungeon, so we should be able to beat that with 4 of us.
Capgras, what are those things?
Well, remember how I said Ass those kind of thinks of himself as a god?
Yeah.
Those are his creations.
I hate them.
Yeah. He's not a very good god.
Good god. Ella's going to do a quick sweep of that room, see if there's anything valuable.
I don't think I want anything out of this room.
I mean, in Skyrim, you kill a bunch of spiders, and sometimes it's like, oh, that one had a magic sword in it.
Yeah, that one has, whoa, what? Yeah.
No, there's not really anything in this room that is valuable. It seems like this room was actually pretty clean and clear. There weren't any adventurers who died here. At least they didn't leave their bodies here. So it's pretty clear, all said and done. You don't actually find anything. So, yeah.
Cool.
Perfect. Thank you guys for listening to Dungeon Arcade, an actual play storytelling podcast that takes place in the Discworld. This dungeon, I have to give credit where credit is due, because I did not actually build this dungeon. I modified it a little bit, but for the most part, I left it the same. It's called Madness of the Rat King. Alex, Michael, and Nate are not allowed to look it up. but it's called Madness of the Rat King by Maniac Brews, a fellow by the name of Tomer Abramovici. You can get it at DriveThruRPG. I think it's free to download. I don't even think it has a suggested donation now that I think about it, but you should donate to this, because this is an awesome dungeon. Huge fan of this dungeon, and I loved it so much I had it actually scheduled in a few different places for this campaign, and kind of realized that this was going to be the perfect place to put it. So shout out Madness of the Rat King. Check it out. We're going to be playing through it next week, too, as we conclude the Asthos. Not next week, 2 weeks from now. That's when we'll play it. You won't. Yeah, you should hear it 2 weeks from now. Give or take. As we play through it. Do a little sign off here. My name is Adam. I've been your dungeon master. I don't know if I said my name at the top. I think I'm good at not saying my name at the top. I said my name.
This is the second episode in a row that you've questioned that now.
I know, right? Michael, give me your sign off here.
I'm Michael, and I'm basically Legolas now.
Alex.
I'm Alex, and I have now gotten the taste of the blood of my enemies, and it will never be quenched.
Nate.
I'm Nathan, and I have apparently forgotten what class I'm playing, and I'm throwing fireballs.
As always, Dungeon Arcade Kids, we really appreciate you guys listening. Like, subscribe, mash that subscribe button, smash it,
smash that subscribe button.
Give us a like, subscribe. I don't know what you gotta do. Do it all. I love you.
Click the little bell by that icon there. That way you're gonna get notified about any uploads.
I would do that. I would avoid that at all costs. Bye, guys.